Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canahan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida is reporting for the first time in almost 2 months that fewer than 10% of the people testing for the coronavirus have positive results. Florida's positivity rate was 21% on July 8th. Florida also reported 119 new deaths from the virus today. Governor Ron DeSantis is calling on Floridians to take care of their mental health as the coronavirus pandemic continues to cause anxiety, but the governor faced some criticism yesterday when he suggested that mental health counseling was more important than coronavirus testing.
What would probably have more bang for the buck, testing an asymptomatic 22-year-old or putting some of that money towards, you know, mental health in schools or fighting some of the substance abuse? And I think probably the latter, you know, would have a little bit more bang for the buck. And it doesn't mean you don't do all these things in combination.
Also part of a roundtable yesterday was First Lady Casey DeSantis, who in May announced a multi-agency initiative on mental health and substance abuse called Hope for Healing Florida. Just like in Manatee County schools, the local health department says positive coronavirus tests have been reported in Wakulla County schools. Here's more from Blaze Ganey.
The district doesn't disclose how many students and personnel were affected and at what schools, but the Wakulla News reports at least one kindergarten student tested positive. Wakulla Superintendent Robert Pierce says the teacher and students in the classroom where COVID-19 was present have been placed on a 14-day quarantine. The health department is currently conducting contact tracing to determine if exposure has been contained. The Florida Department of Education recently released guidance to schools on how to handle outbreaks. It suggested schools try to limit the impact to the smallest space possible, and instead of shutting a school down, to close the classroom where the outbreak was identified instead. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.
New guidance from President Trump's administration that declares teachers to be critical infrastructure workers could exempt teachers from quarantine requirements after being exposed to the coronavirus and send them back into the classroom. Keeping teachers in the classroom if they don't have symptoms, as a handful of school districts in Tennessee and Georgia have already said they may do, raises the risk they'll spread the coronavirus to students and fellow employees. Teachers can be required by public health agencies to quarantine for 14 days during an outbreak. That could stretch a district's ability to keep providing in-person instruction. Today in federal court, President Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon pleaded not guilty to charges that he ripped off donors to an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. It came hours after he was pulled from a yacht off the coast of Connecticut and arrested. Bannon becomes the latest in a long list of Trump allies to be charged with a crime. Prosecutors say the organizers of the We Build the Wall group raised more than $25 million from thousands of donors and pledged that 100% of the money would be used for the project. A live air-to-air missile found at a small Polk County airport has been brought to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. The unarmed French S-530 missile will be secured at the base until it is detonated. The missile was found Friday at Lakeland Linder International Airport. A base spokesperson says they're just waiting to decide when and where the missile will be disposed of. He says typically these kinds of weapons are taken to the explosives range, but this one is too large. Tropical Depression 13, which is located several hundred miles east of the Windward Isles, is likely to intensify in the coming days as it tracks towards South Florida. However, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say there's a higher than usual uncertainty in how strong it may become. Regardless, meteorologist Jeff Huffman says the clock is now ticking if you still need to prepare.
Tropical storm force winds could arrive to South Florida as early as Monday morning, but I want to point out that based on various potential forecast tracks that take this storm into the eastern Gulf, nearly all Floridians could be affected by it. The big question we just can't answer yet is how much interaction it will have with the islands of Hispaniola and Cuba. A more northerly track would keep the storm over water and likely allow it to become a hurricane, but if it stays on the southern side of the cone, it could weaken quite a bit.
Huffman says the system could impact Florida as a strong tropical storm or hurricane. He encourages all Floridians to review their disaster response plans and finish preparations this weekend. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canahan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.